Oreo speaks. Oreo and the forest. Oreo, I guess you're wondering why we're in the car, driving for a bit. And
driving for a bit? Stephen, it feels like hours, and after pulling me into the car, at the end of my leash, which I despise, by the way, and forcing me to put on this belt across my nose, I might add. Yes, you might say I am wondering just a tad.
Oreo, we have been driving for less than 15 minutes, and I did not pull and force you into the car. I asked you nicely, and you then asked me, "Must I?" "Yes, you must," I said, and you leapt in. The seatbelt across your nose is because you smell some peanut butter on it from the time you stole my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and got it all over the car.
Well, it feels like hours, and your impression of me is so off the mark. I have a wonderful, deep, aristocratic British voice.
May I remind you, Oreo, you are a dog and not an English lord?
I am. I'll have you know that my great-great-great-great-granddog was the head of the hunting pack for Henry V, King of England. You may call me Your Highness.
Okay, your dogginess, here we are, we've arrived. Is this beautiful or what?
I will say it is beautiful.
And the trees are so tall. These trees and all the plants are working night and day to give us so many wonderful things and help us in so many ways.
I don't see anything working. It looks like everyone is asleep here. Nothing is moving.
Wake up!
Look more closely. Oh, yes. Look, there's a trail of ants.